You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Me'ila b'karkais. Is there a din that there is me'ila b'karkais? Can someone be mile behektish in karka? So a classic case is someone dedicates his field to hektish. Like we had in yesterday's parsha. Someone takes a sadeh and he dedicates it to hektish. The question is, hektish is now in the ownership of the karka. And before they sell it, somebody utilizes the karka. So there are a number of gemaras in Me'ila that seem to indicate that there is no Me'ila by karkais. There's a gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel that says that if somebody goes on a sadeh of hektish and takes his own wheat and winnows it, does dash on the field, there's only Me'ila if dust comes up from the ground and helps him winnow his wheat. So all the Rishonim say it's mashma only because the dust was separated from the karka. That's the actual dust that's been separated he's utilizing. Otherwise, Tosfos and Bava Basra and in Me'ila say there clearly would be no Me'ila in karka. But there's a Beferish of Gemara, Yud Chesem at Beis Me'ila, that says Chet Chet Mitruma. There's this famous Gzeres Shava that says Chet by Me'ila, V'chata, and it says Chet by Truma. Right? Lo yichalo es kachir b'nei Yisrael v'lo siso alav chet. So because of that gzeres shava, the Gemara Me'ila Yud Chesem Beis says beferish that just like there's no truma b'mechuber, there is no me'ila by mechuber. So it's a davar muskan. It's beferish of Gemara's that there is no din of me'ila by karkos. So let's start from that ice. What ois is that? So let's start from ois Zion. Because I think only if we start from the top by Me'ila by Karkos can we attempt even to answer the stira that we got into last time. Ve'ein Me'ila elo batolosh min ha-karka. Aval hanene min ha-hektash ha-mechuber le-karka. Kegon, and this is by Farish Tosefta. The Tosefta says that's quoted in the Gemara in Me'ila Chafa min Aleph. Aval hanene min ha-hektesh ha-mechubel ha-karka gon shadar b'maras hektesh. Some guy donates his whole estate to hektesh, and within his estate there's a cave, and some homeless people, or even non-homeless people, squatters go into the cave. The halacha is they do not have any chiyuvim or tashlumim to hektesh, or they have not violated any me'ila by just by living in the cave. The question is, this is the big question. What happens if something has been detached and then reattached? Now the classical case of Tolosh Lesov Chibru throughout Shas is a house. What about a case like that? Now this is where some of the complications come in. Could go in bias. Paisek HaRambam Khan Perikei Halacha Hei Dehim Hikdish Bayis Bonui, that if someone is Makdish a house that's already been built, meaning someone builds a house, nothing to do with Hikdish, and he has an afterthought after the house has been built vis-a-vis material of Chulin, then he decides he is being Makdish the house. And Hadarbo, someone then lives in it, Lo Ma'al. There is no Isser Me'ila. However, this is based on the Gemara. Ve'im hektish eitzim va'avanim. However, if someone goes ahead and is maktish building materials, like bricks, etc., and then takes those bricks, ubana bahem bayis, hadar sham ma'al. Va'yein kesef mishna kan. So I want to pick up on this kesef mishna to get started. Let me pass this out. This is Chedusha Moshe Soloveitchik on, they published Chedusha HaGram on the Rambam. There should be two pages. This is something else. This is a Kabbaturim. There should be two pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, two pages. I need the second one, please. Now, I want to go through this carefully, and I want you to help me out with this. The Gram, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, basically is answering the Kesef Mishnah. The Menachas Chinuch says, just look at the Kesef Mishnah. The Menachas Chinuch does not go into what the issue is that the Kesef Mishnah is addressing. So I'll tell you what the issue is that the Kesef Mishnah is addressing. There is a Mishnah in Me'ilu, Yitesim and Beis, Techofim and Aleph, and the Mishnah in Me'ilu says, Hadar B'bayash Shel Hekdesh, right, is not Maya. So the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says that so let's see, the Rambam passes like the Gemara. Perek Hey, Halacha Hey. Take a look. You have it? This is the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Gemara in Me'ila, Chofam and Alf. It says, the Rambam says, V'chein ha-makdish bayis banui. Someone is makdish, a house that's already built. Hadar bo, someone who now then lives in the house, lo ma'al. There is no Me'ila. Asher de pasok de toshos of Chibru ein mo'alin bay. Because the Rambam feels that this is based on the fact that Tolosh Lusof Chibru, there is no Me'ila. Meaning a house is considered to be Mechuba L'Karka. V'divrei HaRambam Temuin. And the Rambam, this psak is difficult. Even though the Minchas Chinuch does not bring this out, he alludes to it because the Kesef Mishnah deals with it. Mehad the Pasuk L'inyan Avodah Zarah. Because when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Rambam paskins that if someone is mishtachavet to a house, if there's a house and somehow people start bowing to this house, have a tolish. So the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that if someone decides that for some reason this house has a certain amount of divinity related to it, or he davens to the house, and I'm not sure if this exists. You know, I don't really know what the Taj Mahal is or anything like that, but I don't know if there is a modern phenomenon that people pray to a house. But the Rambam paskins that if Ovdei Avodah Zarah pray to a house, then it becomes usher. It's Aser Midin Avodah Zarah.
Well, the Avodah Zarah used to be a tolosh, but then they put it into a house?
No.
So what's the dimming? What's? I mean, if they made a house into Avodah Zarah, what's the problem? And of course it's Avodah Zarah.
Why? There's no Avodah Zarah. For instance, the Gemara says that if the people, if there's a mountain, for instance, like you ever see these Mount Everest specials, where they mamash daven to the mountain. Like before they go up, all the Sherpas are davening to the mountain.
Right.
So that mountain is not Asr Bahana. Because there's a limit in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Eloheim ala harim velo harim Eloheim. It's a limit in the Gemara. That you cannot take something that's mechubar l'karka and make it into a Avodah Zarah.
What about an Asher?
What?
An Asher is a tree.
So the Gemara discusses an Asher is different. The Gemara discusses it. The Gemara discusses why an Asher is different. But a har is not considered to be, it's a fair Gemara. The Gemara says,
don't forget, an Asher is planted for that reason. It's planted to see.
Eloheim ala harim, it says, velo shaharim Eloheim. So something that is mechubar, is karka, something that is a har, is not considered, right? Something that is a har, is not considered to be Avodah Zarah. It's not Nitfas and Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that Rav disagrees. Before Ferish Gemara Avodah Zarah says, Rav disagrees, and Rav says that if they dive into a house, Rav agrees that if they dive into a mountain, that's a Ferish Limud, the mountain does not become Asr Bano. But Rav says if they dive into a house, the house becomes Avodah Zarah. Because Rav is of the opinion
that nature and one was built by us.
Right. So therefore the house is considered to be Tolshu Ulasof Chibru. So the problem the Kesef Mishnah has is first of all the Gemara goes ahead and ties the two together. The Gemara Mila says that if you hold that Hadar Bayashel Hekdesh is Mal, then Lema Messiah L'Rav. Well, what's the case? I'll tell you the Mishnah and Mila. The Mishnah and Mila says like this, that if there are building products that Hekdesh has, a gizbar, some guy donates bricks to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, if the gizbar picks up the brick and takes the brick home, lo ma'al. The gizbar has not been ma'al. Because the gizbar himself is considered to be Rishus Hekdesh. So by the gizbar picking up the brick and taking the brick home, he has not committed me'ilah. Because even though his intent is to take it home, he is still Rishus Hekdesh. However, it says the minute that the gizbar takes the brick and puts it in his window to block the sun, then the Gemara says ma'al. Then he's over the Isser Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, why? The minute that he starts cutting the brick, correct? He's Mashana the brick. He should be over Me'ilah when he's fashioning the brick. Gemara says, no, it's a case where the brick is a perfect fit in the window and he does not have to distort or shape the brick. And he takes the brick as is and he puts it in the window and it is now blocking the sun. The Gemara says, Lema Messiah L'Rav. This should be a raya from Rav that Tolshu Ulasov Chibru is what? Is Have Tolsh. Like Rav says, Hamishtachave Labayas Oser. That is the Gemara. So the Gemara is of the opinion that if there is a concept of Me'ila by Mechubal L'Karka, like the case where the brick is put in the window and now the brick provides shade, the Gemara says that's Me'ila from the time provide shade. The Gemara said, Lema Messiah Leila Rav. So you see the Gemara compares the two and says that if I hold by Me'ila putting the brick in the house and then I'm Nene from the brick, it's Me'ila. So to Amishtachave Labayas would be Asa. That's the Gemara. The Gemara then gives a very vague answer. You know what the Gemara's answer is? The Gemara says, no, I can hold that putting the brick in the window is Me'ila, even if I don't hold like Rav HaMishtachav El-Abayas is Asur. Why? And the Gemara says a line, a very, very ambiguous line. And the Gemara says, Shahare Re'iyas Hanos Re'iyas Einayim Asra Torah. Hanos Re'iyas Einayim Asra Torah. That's the line of the Gemara. That by Me'ila, even though the brick is not considered to be Toshulus of Chibru is Mechubur, even though it's not considered to be Mechubur, there's still an Isser Me'ila because Hanos Re'iyas Einayim Asra Torah. Somehow, if there's a Hana that's obvious to everybody, it supersedes the problem of Mechubur L'Karka. Meaning everyone sees that brick is now providing shade. Therefore, even though in clay it's mechubur, and even though by avodah zarah toshu l'sof chibru is mechubur, here by me'ila there's an overriding concern, shari hana l'riyas einayim. That hana that you're getting is so obvious that even though it is mechubur l'karka, nevertheless, you are over Me'ila. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara then brings a Taisefta, and the Taisefta says, Hadar Babayashel Hekdesh Ma'al. I, Lema Messiah L'Rav. Let's say that's a Raya for Rav. The Gemara says, no. That Taisefta is talking about where the bricks have been made Hekdesh, and then you build the house. So where the bricks are already Hekdesh and you build the house, there is Me'ila by living in that house. But where the bricks are not Hekdesh, you build the house from Chulin, then you're Makdish the house. There is no Me'ila in the house if it was built b'Chulin. That's how the Rambam paskins. The problem is, how could the Rambam paskin? Let's look at it again. HaMakdish bayis banui. The Rambam holds that if someone builds a house, correct, from Chulin, and then is Makdish it, Hadar bo lo mol ad kam l'shorim. Asher the pasuk the paskening what the tolo shul asof chibru ein mo elimbo. He's paskening that there is no me'ilah there. What? There is no me'ilah there. Because the Ram evidently is saying that bricks that are tolush ulesov chibru and then made into a house, there is no me'ilah there. V'divra ha'ram to muhim. Why? K'tzatz. Mehad the pasuk le'inyan avodah zara. Because by avodah zara, the Ram paskens like Rav. The tolush ulesov chibru have a tolush. That if you dive into a house, it then becomes awesome. I just quote you, Dav Chof, correct? The Gemara wants to bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah says, if you put a brick in your window, your ma'al, the Gemara says, Messiah le l'rav, correct? That what? The mishtach of elabayis asra. The Gemara is doicheid, correct? But it's medamet. Bedin toshus of chibru. Im havi mechubur atolosh. V'tzorich iyan medivrei harambam. Shem pasuk l'inyan avod azor. L'gabe avod azor. He paskins like Rav. Da havi ketolosh v'nesa. L'inyan me'ila pasuk da havi kemechubur v'ein mo'alim bo. So you should know that this problem in the Rambam is not something that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out. The Kesef Mishnah points this out. And all the Acharonim point this out in the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah says that it's a chumrah by Avodah Zarah. Meaning when the Rambam says by Avodah Zarah, that by Avodah Zarah, that if someone's mishtachavet to a house, the house becomes Nesar. The Rambam is just telling you a chumrah by Avodah Zarah. Meaning that the Rambam paskins be'etzem, like he does in Me'ila, that Tolor Shulosov Chibru is Mechubur, but he paskins like Rabbi Avodah Zorah, the Kesef Mishnah says, because it's a Chumra da Avodah Zorah.
Because of the Svar that the Gemara says that it's Nira by Inekol.
The Gemara doesn't say that Svar by Avodah Zorah. The Gemara says that it's Svar by Me'ila.
Only by Me'ila.
By Me'ila tells us, because the Gemara has the Kasha the other way. The Mishnah says that what? That if a gizbar takes a brick, the Gemara says that if a gizbar takes a brick from Hekdesh and puts it in his window and provides shade, the Gemara says he's Maya. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah L'Rav, that Toshul Asof Chibru is considered to be Tolish. Gemara says, no, it's Mechobar, but by Me'ila there's a separate concept of what? Here it's in the other direction, right, where the Rambam paskins, right, Hamakdish Bayis, which is Tosos of Chibru, Banuya, and already built house, he's Makdish. Hadar Baloma, Mashma, that the structure of a house is what? Is Mechubar. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Rambam paskins like Rav, Hamishtach of Elabayis is what? Is Asa.
But not for Rav's reason.
Well, probably not.
Apparently.
Well, let's see how you answer it. So the Kesef Mishnah, again, this is not a stira that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik found, but it's the Kesef Mishnah sensitive to this. Mm-hmm. Kesef Mishnah says it's a chumra d'avodah zarah. That's it. Meaning the Rambam be'etzem paskins, toshul l'sof chibru is karka. But by Avodah Zarah, the bayish and ishtach of that low is aser, because why? A chumra da Avodah Zarah.
By Me'ilo, the tolosh of a chibro is lo mal. It's only if when it was tolosh, it was chulin.
Correct.
But if it would have been tolosh, it would have made hektish. Then even after you put it into the house.
Correct.
So maybe the Rambam says by Avodah Zarah, he's talking about a case where you built the house for Avodah Zarah. I mean, it's clear the Rambam's talking about that the house was the house, and then they decided.
I'll tell you the problem.
And they decided to start bowing down to it. That's what he means.
The problem is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says Rav Shita is totally in this. That Rav who says Hamishtach of El Bayis, the Bayis is Aser. The Gemara says Rav is of the opinion that what Tolshulos of Chibru is Tolsh. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that's what Rav's opinion is based on. That's what the Gemara says.
Okay.
Now he says a very interesting thing. Now let's read.
He says it's not. He doesn't give you a case. Yeah.
The mishtach v'le bayis asra, right? So let's see. He says a very, very important point that I think it is very, very important to know. He further exacerbates the question by saying, you know, it's not just a particular stira here that the Rambam says, Hamakdish bias banui hadar balomol, but the Rambam in every instance where the Gemara entertains this question of Toshu Basof Chibru, in every case where the Gemara entertains this question of something that has been separated from Karka and then reattached to Karka, the Rambam paskins in every single case it's considered to be Tolish. Every case. So where does the Gemara bring this halacha? Lagabe Tuma. If something, there is no Tuma by Karka, by Mechubal Karka. Let's say something is detached from Karka, then reattached to the Karka. Do you say that it's Makabel Tuma? By Gemara in Chulin, Tetzvav and Tetzayin discusses this idea. You cannot do Shechita with something that is Mechubal Karka. If a guy takes a tree that is still connected to the ground and he shechts an animal with the branch of the tree, the Shechita is not kosher because you cannot do Shechita with Mechubar. Based on the Pasuk, Vayikach es hamacheles biyaday. It has to be Tolish. What about Toshul Lusof Chibru? For instance, let's say somebody would take a gutter from his house. It's connected, right? You have a house. You have a gutter jutting out of your house. Can you do Shechita with that gutter? So the Gemara says that's totally on how you view Toshul Lusof Chibru. So we see that this case of Toshul Lusof Chibru has ramifications for Gemara. He says it by Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says it by Tuma, and the Gemara says it by Shechita. And every single what Mila also. In every one of these cases, how does the Rambam paskin? So let's see. Bechemes l'chol adinim ha'mavoyim b'gemara b'din toshul sof chibru pasuk haram da'avi katolish. Every case the Rambam says it's katolish. Commercial pasuk b'perik yud beis mechos tumas och malach and gimel le'inyan tlishas mayim shel hechsher the kabbalas tum the mayim she'al kosel abayis dinam k'mayim tlushim yishum the tolosh usof chibru have a tolosh. What about water that gathers on a wall? Do you say that that water is machshir dvarim l'kabal tum? The halacha is the Rambam says yes, because have a tolosh. The chain ayin ram perk out mekos shchid halacha yutes shapasak dim shachat betolosh losof chibru shchitasok sher mashim davi katolosh ube meila bilvad pasak the tolosh losof chibru have kemechuber.
You know, we had a shita before that said that there's, I think it's a tesa, there's not shayach, there's no korban meila, there's no meila with korban unless you also have the momenus of chaimish. Right? It said that it's dependent one on the other. Once there's no if there's no momentus, then there's no meal.
Toshes and Pesachim Chav Tesef, there's no Keren Chomesh, there's no Korban.
So maybe by it's unique to Me'ilah, by Tolosh Chibur, you're not going to have Me'ilah because you can't have the momentus. I mean, you take a brick and you have a null from it, you saw Chamishisa, a fifth of the Hanah, the Gezel. You take a brick and you put it into a house, and you have an offer from the house. Oh, what are you going to say? You're going to take the brick, is 1 millionth of the house, and say so you're going to shots up what the brick is worth in the value of the house? How do you do that? Maybe only by Tolish can you actually have mominus. Well, what do you...
Well, what is the status of the house? How do you view the house? Do you view the house as Tolish or Mechumar?
I'd say, you're right, you can view it as Tolish, and it's consistent with the Rambam all over that it's Tolish. But you have a different problem. I have no moment. I have no shaitas
to... You take all the bricks, and from the whole thing, you build the whole house out of it. What's the value of the house? Okay. Right? Not one brick in a house, it could be the whole house. Could be.
Somebody donated the whole house.
Or he puts a brick in a window, so you know exactly what it's had a value with that brick.
The point that he's making is, he doesn't say it, it's la'afuke the Kesef Mishnah. In other words, what's the rule and what's the exception? So the Kesef Mishnah says the rule is me'ila. that really be'etzem toshul l'sof chibru is what is mechubar. But by avodah zarah, the Rambam says mishtachar v'lebayis is aser because of a chumra da avodah zarah. So the Kesef Mishnah is learning that the Rambam is really passing what toshul l'sof chibru is mechubar. But by avodah zarah, the Kesef Mishnah says it's what, it's a chumra da avodah zarah. So he's proving here in this paragraph it's the exact opposite. The Rambam everywhere is passing what? Toshu ulasof chibru is what?
It's talosh.
It's talosh. So how come by Me'ila all of a sudden he's saying, right, if the house itself is talosh, because the Rambam paskins,
that's the test of Mishnah's Lashon, that he says the Rambam all over is,
doesn't say all over, but he answers aye, but how could he paskin in Hechos Akum, how could he paskin,
he says it's a chumra there,
because he's comparing that with,
right,
even Avodah Zarah both is Surah HaNoah, so he's comparing Me'ila to Avodah Zarah, even though both are Surah HaNoah, that's a category in itself, that's Aser, this is Mutter, everything else, Toma, Shechita, has nothing to do with HaNoah. So it's
I understand, but the question is, why does the Rambam by Avodah Zarah say Hamishtachav Elabais Aser? Is it because in general he feels that Toshul Lasof Chibru is Tolish? Or is it a Chumra da Avodah Zarah?
Mishnah holds there is no general. I can just take when I have the Surah HaNoah, then I can say why is one this way and why is one the other way. So it says by Surah HaNoah, the Rambam would hold that it's Mechubar. But by Avodah Zarah, even though it's a Surah HaNoah, he holds it's a Chumra Ba'alma. The fact that he holds by Shechita, Tumah, that it's Mechubar, that doesn't go into the general or exception. There's a totally different categories. It happens to be in the Onam HaTolosh Mechubar, but I analyze
the problem is, the Gemara has this sugya in general throughout Shas. Tolshu Ulasov Chibru, is it Mechubar or Tolosh? It's a sugya in many places.
That's a general.
There's a sugya in Chulin by Shechita. It's a sugya in Bava Kamma by Mayim Sheuvim. In other words, if water falls into a gutter that's in a house, do you say that that's a kli that is detached from the house and it's Mayim Sheuvim? Or do you say that since Toshul L'sof Chibru is Kech Mechubar, it's still considered to be water that has fallen directly in the karka?
So it seems that all this is forest, it's not limudim. We have a principle that...
It's a karka, general question.
We have a principle of karka, we have a principle of tolosh. Now we can't figure out what does it mean, tolosh.
Correct. That's what it appears.
So it's some kind of a svara to say it is or it isn't, and it should be uniform in every halacha. That's
correct.
That's what he's assuming. Maybe it's not uniform. And you have to analyze each category in its own right. You can only ask within a certain category of Isuri HaNoah, why is it not uniform within Isuri HaNoah? So the Dezora and Me'ila are inconsistent. But to ask why is it Tolish by HaNoah, but it's Mechubar by Shechita, it's not an issue. Unless the Gemara asks, why is it Tolish over here, Shechita not Tumah? The Gemara doesn't do that. Then just because they're all Tolish and Mechubar issue doesn't mean that you have to analyze it.
He's saying, how come the Gemara didn't bring a kasha from all the other cases? Why did the Gemara only compare by Rav?
Yeah.
Why did the Gemara only ask from where?
Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, from Avodah Zarah. Why didn't he ask by all the other cases?
It's the same category. But other things maybe are different. It's not a uniform rule. He said it's a uniform rule all over Tolish and Mechubar.
I have to look through all the Gemaras. Yeah. But the point that he's making is that it's hard to say Avodah Zarah is a special category of Chumra. Because in general, the Rambam seems to paskin everywhere, Tolosh L'sof Chibru is Tolosh. Therefore, Avodah Zarah is consistent. It's not the exception. So what is the halacha by Me'ila? So let's see what he says. V'nira loymar, listen to this. Dinei hadinim atluim b'din karka umataltlin shakol atorah kulo In other words, he wants to say the din of karka and metaltalin that we have b'chol atarikul legabe ein shmira b'karka, right? Ein ishbarn al karkois. Is that totally on Toshul L'sof Chibru or not? Meaning, Toshul and Mechubar. Is that the same as the words karka u'metaltalin? In other words, legally, is karka and metaltalin the same as tosh l'sof chibur? So it says, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Simen Tzadi Hei, Lagabe Din tosh l'sof chibur, is there shmira on a house? In other words, if I ask you to watch my house for me, do you say that I'm chayiv as a shomer sachar if something happens to that house? Or do you say ain shmira b'karkais? Can I swear on a house? Is there a shvuah on a house or ain shmira b'karkais? He says there are two dais in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Simen Tzadi Hei Lagabe Tolosh Lubsof Chibru. Are they potter from a shvuah and or not? Ube'emes mistaber kidea dehi bichlal karka. The dinim hatfluyim bedin karka matatlun, bevadai tosh lusof chibru havi bichlal karkais.
Same in secular law, you have the concept of fixtures. A fixture is considered real property.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
The house itself is considered real property.
So if you sell your real property, your house, anything that's connected, you know, is considered karka.
Yeah. So he wants to say.
Considered to be. You might argue with
right. He wants to be emes mitzvah kedei di bechalal karka. He says that a house for sure is karka. The dinim atlim bedin karka. Anything that has a din karka umatalton, meaning defines me as karka vis-a-vis matalton. But vaday tolosh losof chibur havi bechalal karka.
There must be a million gemaras that talk about a bias and talk in terms of whether it's karka or not. It's a classic case of karka.
I'm not talking about a house. I'm talking about any tolos shvus.
No, but I'm talking about the most classic case of tolos shvus. I think is you build a house.
Right, a house is a classic case.
The classic case of karka is a house, and it's mechubel karka. We call mechubel karka. It's karka.
So it's actually 2 days in Shulchan Aruch.
Thousands of gemaras.
It's interesting. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. I guess they're arguing on how to understand those gemaras. But he wants to say a very interesting thing, that by the dinim that are tali in din karka, correct? Vadai tosh l'sof chibru hav b'chlal karkais. Ela de bedinim de enet flim bedin karka umetaltlin. Ela bedin tolosh u'mechubar lazer shayach adin tosh l'sof chibru. L'chora hu davar pashat. Darei b'chol ha-dinim de tolim bedin karka umetaltlin. Lo nizkar shum remez b'gemara l'din tosh l'sof chibru. He's saying that when the terms karka and metaltlin are used, the sugya of tosh l'sof chibru is never used. Meaning he's saying tosh l'sof chibru is a different terminology than karka and metaltlin. That's his whole point. His whole point is don't confuse tolosh u'mechubar with karkin metaltlin. He says the only time tolosh l'sof chibru was used is legabe dinim that are legabe tolosh l'sof chibru, not dinim that have to do with quote unquote karkin metaltlin. Ela hadinim deshaychlan din tolosh u'mechubar kamo avad azara v'din plishas mayim bazeh huskub regmora din tolosh l'sof chibru. Ela dayim ba'asugi de baba basra daf samachay. Samech vav machlokas shel Rabbi Elazar v'chachamim bekaveres, a beehive that is a man-made beehive, shechabra, that a man has made a man-made beehive and he now connects it to the land, connects it to karka. Im hika karka olo. The Gemara says, "Is that din karka?" Not the Rabbi Elazar Aimer. The kaveres hareu ke karka. The chacham amrim de ena ke karka. V'zeh be'emes hamakor shohanak rishonim. The savri the tolosh l'sof chibru ena ke karka. Gam l'inya adinim the tluyim bedin karka u'metalfin. Achein nir apashat. The arei sham amachlov gesi gam ke karka liknos bekesel shtar chazaka. V'ri l'inyin zeh tolosh l'sof chibru bevada ehavik ke karka l'chol adeos. Kasher kenu har be'sugis de mehen stoma. V'gamu huskar sham klal b'chol asugid v'basra loshen tolosh l'sof chibru. Shor al koch anira de machlokas Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanu hu b'din kli shechobra im batul minei din kli. Me name the cave into whom a chuber who bechlal karka ubatuminet din kli or shema the lo batov adayin shem kli olav zel yisod hadin the chakaku gemarim bavakama ulipsof kavu in paisas hamikvah. If I separate a leader or a gutter, I always forget which is which, from a house, and then I reattach it.
The gutter is on top, okay. The leader goes down.
Okay, whatever. And then I reattach it. Does it have a din of mayim she'uvim or not? V'zeh yisod v'had, the mevi agmar machlok sh'rub lozor rabban and dekaveres, l'din chaku l'sob kavu mishum d'haray kol togash l'psov chim l'sov chibro b'vade havi b'chlal kark l'din matuim b'kark v'metaltuim. V'hadar abonim sovri dekaveres eina kekarka hu rak mishum d'lo batumineh shma v'shem kli adayin aleha. For a balazar desoiver d'areu kekarka haino mishum desoiver de mishum hachik batumineh shem kli. V'achar kach maisi agamor loza adin d'dav shol nachtoimim shekavu b'kaisel ime kabelis tumim. If you take a tray that is makabel tumah and you attach it to a wall, is it still makabel tumah? The gam kein tol b'dim im batel minei shem kli. This last paragraph I'm not so clear on, but I am clear, I think, on what he wants to say earlier, which is there are different categories in halacha. There's a category of mechubar and talush, and there's a category of karka and metaltalin. And don't confuse the two. Legabe, now he's going to tell you, how do I know which dinim are tali on karka and metaltalin, and which dinim are tali on talush and mechubar? So he's now going to say something very important. V'imanu roitzim leida. If I want to know, am I dealing with the categories of karka and metaltalin, or am I dealing with the categories of talush and mechubar? I'll tell you how to find it out. Be'ezer dover. If I want to know, is the halacha in this category toli on imdino toli rak b'din talush and mechubar? Is it a question of talush and mechubar? Or the shayach gamu din karka? Simen l'dover. The way usually to tell is im shayach kan adin da avadim kimakarkoi dami. He says, if the idea is that avadim is what okshul karkois, and therefore if the din karka does not, if the din doesn't apply here because it's kit karka and it's extended to avadim, so then it's not a din talush and mechubar. It's a din in shem karka and shem metaltalin. Right. And by meila, what's the halacha? The Gemara says the din avadim kemakardam lo shayach elagabe adinim detluyim. B'din karka u'metaltalin. K'mo ha'din de'ein nishbar na'karkois v'kadoima. With the Gemara at the beginning of Meruba and the Gemara Azov says, ein nishbar na'avadim, because what avadim hekshu l'karkois? Because the din shvua is not totally on natolash u'mechubar. The din shvua is totally on karka versus metaltalin. So too by me'ila, that what? The Gemara says there is no me'ila by an eved, because avadim hikshul kakos. Asher akach mehad mavur begin daf lamates. Dein molim ba avadim midin da avadim kimer kakoy doy. Upaska ram perkei mechmil alach yud. Chazina the dimel is shayach gamu din karka. That what determines whether there is me'ila or not is not chuber and tolish, but whether it has a din karka. And that's how he's answering up to Rabbah. Chazina de din me'ila shachem din kark. Akhenu nira gzel be'emes hatam shalram. The possible inyan akum utlishas mayim ushchita. In all the cases where I need to know tolish versus mechubar, the Rambam passes the tolish l'sof chibru havi bechlal tolish. Vili inyan me'ila pasuk de'ein mo'alin bahem. Mishum the whole hanach the tloim b'din tolish mechubar pasuk Rambam. Tolosh l'sof chibru, harehu ketolosh l'din tolosh u'mechubar. Mashe'en kein le'inyim me'ila, kevin de bedin karka u'metaflin, shokola toru kula harehu b'chval karka. Az gam me'ila leka, k'mo de chazin en de'en mo'olim ba'avadim edin de k'mar karkai dami.
Can I just ask that if we're saying that it's considered mechubar, how can you say something which is mechubar is not considered mechubar? If you stick something to the wall, it's mechubar. How can you say it's not mechubar? If you say it's kakarka, you can say this.
Yistakitzu was not karka. But to say it's not mechuba, it's connected. How can you call it not being mechuba? How can you call it kodosh if it's mechuba?
Because it originally was Tolish. That's so the
not,
reason.
Now it's not Tolish anymore.
That's the distinction between
the point is you have to look at the din. Yeah. What is the din? If it's Kalim,
that's what I thought.
Because if it's Kalim,
then
it still could have a shame kli even though it's Mechuba.
Right, that's what I think the difference. Not Tolish and Mechuba, but.
Well, he's saying.
Makes it that it's not a kli. And let me say, when Rambam says it's considered a kli, it's not because it's not Mechuba.
That's not. In all due respect, you came. I don't think you came at the beginning. But he's trying to answer a question at the beginning.
Yeah.
At the Rambam paskins by Avodah Zorah, Hamishtachav El Bias, correct?
Yeah.
The bias is Usser.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says that's Rav Shita, which is based on Toshul Losov Chibru Havikitolish. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskins by Me'ila. That if you're makdish a house and a person hardar bo lo ma, so he wants to say that the chiluk is based like this, that when we're dealing with avodah zarah, the main thing we want to know is does it have a din tolish or does it have a din mechuber? See, what are you going to do with Rav? Rav says hamishtachav el bias, the bias is asr. Period. That's Rav. And the Gemara says, what's his shita based on? Tolsho Ulusov Chibru is what? Is Tolish.
Yeah.
According to you, what's Chat and Rav? Yeah. It's a house, it's connected.
Yeah.
Evidently, Rav feels the Gabi, the halachas of Avodah Zarah, it is not considered to be mechuber enough or have a din mechuber enough, even though practically you kick it, it doesn't move. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, since it starts off as Tolish, the fact that you've now fastened it to the land still means that the house maintains its own identity. The house is still just a pile of bricks, even though physically it is connected to the land. It's a pile of bricks, and therefore, if you bow down to it, the shita of Rav is its usher. And the Gemara says, why? Because Rav, the Gemara says, beferish, Rav shita is. Tolshu ulusov chibru what the Gemara says beferish havekatolish. The problem that all of you are having is all of you want to make chilukim. The problem is the Gemara uses this lashon of tolshu ulusov chibru lagabe four or five halachas. Lagabe kli, lagabe mila, lagabe shchita, lagabe avonizar. Right? So the Gemara uses that category in many cases. The problem that he's dealing with, Ramesh Soloveitchik, is the problem that the Kesef Mishnah is dealing with. How can the Rambam Paskin by Avodah Zarah, Hamishtachav El Abayis, is Aser? But by Me'ila Paskin, that what? Hadar Abayis Loma. So he wants to make a very interesting chiluk, which I believe is an emistic chiluk, that you can't say that is something that has a shame karka, or something that is halachically considered to be karka, or something that is halachically considered to be metaltalin, are the same halachic categories as tolosh and mechuber. He's saying there are categories of karka metaltalin in one category, and then there are karkas of tolosh and mechuber in another category. And there are cases where even though something may be tolosh or lusov chibru, that is considered to be tolosh, it still may have a din karka. And he says the classical case is Eved. Eved is a guy, right? He's running around the Eved, correct?
He's clearly not Mechuber.
He's clearly not Mechuber, the Eved, correct?
Yeah, unless you tie him down.
And nevertheless, Avadim Hukshuluk across, what's Pshat? It means there's a halachic category of karka. And the Gemara says, just like karka, there's a din of Nachla and you own it, and your children inherit it. It's chattel, correct? It's real property, chattel. Just like during in the days of slavery, a slave was considered to be what? Chattel, and you inherit him, and he's considered to be a possession like a house. So too in Halacha, and Eved Kanani is considered to be chattel. He's a house. He has a din karka. Therefore, even though the Eved's running around, I cannot take a shvua on an Eved, correct? I cannot have Shmira on an Eved. And don't tell me fancy svaras there can't be shmirah on an eved because he runs around. The Gemara says there's no shmirah on an eved because avadim hukshu l'kakos. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik once said that's pshat in the Rambam. That not like the Kesef Mishnah that avoid the Zohar is the exception. Rather, the Rambam holds b'chol Torah kula toshul l'sof chibru that the halacha of the house is what is tolish. And you see in Choshev Mishnah Tzimin Tzadi Hey, and there's a Makwagis HaPaiskim. What is the status of a house Lagabe Shvua Onah Kefil? All these are the halachas. Is there a shvuah on a house? Is there onah on a house? So there are two days. Rav Moshe would paskin for sure there is no onah on a house. Because even though it's an open question, Lagabe Avodah Zarah, whether Mishtachav El Abayis is Aser, you can hold how Mishtachav El Abayis is 100% Aser, but hold there is no onah by a house because a house has a din karka. And that's how he wants to reconcile the Rambam. And I think this is a very true piece.
Very nice.
I understand that you could say different svaras, etc. But I think this idea of not confusing Tolosh and Mechubar with Karka Metalson is very true and very important.
So why if you're first makdish the bricks and then you put it in the house, you are mal. Ladave dinim Karka Metalson, it's still within the Karka, those bricks. So why should they meilu?
So the Rishonim discussed that in Meilu Daf Chaf, and it appears that there's this idea that since the Kedusha is chal on the bricks while they're metaltalin, even though it's been assembled, there still has a din meilu. That's the Gemara. It's a special halacha. So let's just finish.
If someone has a monetary dispute with you upon bricks. Right, but you took those bricks and you built a house out of it. They're still going to say, "Are you saying nishbon al karkas?" You're going to say, "No, nishbon," because it has a din of bricks. You're still going to say, "Probably, I think nishbon al karkas once it's in a house."
I think so.
So Rav Moshe is making this big divide. Tolosh mechubar is don't mix it up with karka metaltalin. But when I take those tolosh to bricks, it's still going to get a din of nishbon al karkas. So he's saying,
"So you have to see why there's that din." That hiktish avonim, right, and then you build the house. There's meila. What's that din based on?
Yeah, it's kind of a svara to back it up because it was ready hegdish. You can't take the hegdish.
I know, but it's undercutting his whole thesis.
I'm not sure if it's on. You think
is
so?
That, you know, don't get mixed up. Meila is a tol, you know, it's a tolish mechubar thing.
It's a minor exception.
The other stuff is I don't know.
It's an exception to that rule.
Maybe it's even down to the other.
Could be it's even down upon in that case. I don't know. It's understandable. I can't tell you. It's understandable.
Anyway, I just want you to see this piece. Yeah, because
beautiful.
Last time,
beautiful.
I think it's very nice. I think what he's saying is mamish.
Beautiful.
And a very important point.
The shinies keep changing.
Right, you have to be very careful with the mechubar and tolosh versus.
Yeah.
This also comes up in a Reb Chaim. It was a machlokas Rambam and Ravid. When you steal an Eved, the Hiskina, and the Eved then becomes older, is there considered to be Shinui Kaina by an Eved? So on the one hand, the Rambam says there is no Shinui Kaina by an Eved, because Avadim Hukshulukakais. The Ravid disagrees and says at the end of the day, it's not the same Eved. You can't say Aresha Cholafanecha. So that's very interesting. So they discuss this idea of Baigzela, the Enkakanik Zealous. How far does that extend to Avadim? Similar idea, because at the end of the day, an Eved moves and he goes around. So what does it mean that Shinui is not Koina by Karka? Does it mean that because it's a Din Karka? Does it mean because actually the object doesn't move? Correct. So I think this is a very interesting, important piece. Okay, so he answers that he definitely answers differently than the Kesef Mishnah. That's the point that I wanted to make, okay? So let's continue. What ice are we in? We're in
Zion.
Zion. So I just wanted to point this out. Let's read through Zion again. The ain meila elu batosh min a karka va'anen and min a hekter shem mechuba lekarka kon shadar b'maris hekter shkiyotze bov mechuba kaga ain chiv meila u batosh l'sof chibru kagon bias pesek aram kam perkei alochei. That's what we just did in hekter sh bias banui hadar b'lo ma'al v'im hekter sh etzim va'avanim u'bana b'hem bias. That's the gemara in daf chav hadar shem ma'al v'ayin kesef mishna kan who deals with the stira that Ramosha dealt with, which is the stira to Avodah Zorah, Mishtachav El Abayis. But Mishlo Melech Khan, Amar Al Aram, Shesostrim Dvorav. Now there's a second stira. The Rambam, Shekazim Perek Vav Mechels, Erchon HaLacha, Lamed, Vizel Hashono. Hamaskir Bayis Lechaveray, V'chazer V'hikdisho, Hareze Kadosh, Upaka Haschiris, V'hadar B'mol. Mavor bidvar of the af hikdash bias banui moal hadarba vinich b'tzarech iyon v'gam alecha mishna be'echem shan amav b'zeh. The first stira, the minchas chinuch, the first stira that we mentioned, minchas chinuch does not deal with. He says, look at the kesef mishna who deals with it. But here he tells you beferish there's another stira. What's the stira? The Rambam pasuk the hilchos meila perakei halacha hey. Right, that what? That Hamakdish Bayis Bonoi, what does the Rambam say? Hadar Bo Lo Ma'al. That is the Shitas HaRambam. And that seems to be a Beferish Toisefta. The problem is there's a Mishnah in Erchon. The Mishnah in Erchon Chafalov says like this. Hamaskir Bayis Lechavero, I rent out my house to my friend. And my friend is living in the house. And while my friend is living in the house, the renter is living in the house, I am makdish the house. The halacha is the hektik shizchal, hareze kodesh, but more than that, upaka haschiris, the maisa hektik shizchal, and the schiris is overridden, and anyone who continues to live in the house is ma'al, right? That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The hadar bo ma'al. And the Rabban paskens like that Mishnah. Mavor bedvarav da af hikdish bayis banui ma'al hadar bay. V'nich b'tzorich iyan. First, I want to point out that the tzorich iyan is not necessarily on the Rambam, but tzorich iyan is on two sugyas and shas that seem to be soyser. There's a sugi me'ila yudchesman beis that says, beferish, there is no me'ila on karka, and there is no me'ila by a bias. So beferish a sugi at two places. Me'ila yudches and me'ila chof. It's a brisa. It's a taisef. Taisef says, hadar b'mara shel hekdesh. Someone who lives in a cave that belongs to hekdesh, lo ma'al. However, the Mishnah in Erchon says that if I am a renter and the owner is makdish the house and I continue to live there, I am ma'al. So Rishonim say it's a stira. So many Rishonim, like the Ran, say that that Mishnah is going like Rav. And that opinion that Tolosh is a sof chibru have ketolosh. Most Rishonim try to go ahead and to reconcile the Mishnah in Erchon with the Gemara and the Tosefta by saying a Ma'ara is Mechubar, but a house in Erchon is Toshu Ulesof Chibru. That's how the Ran seems to reconcile it. The problem is it's difficult to do that with the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam says bias in Hilchos Me'ila, which is a classical case of Tolshul L'sof Chibru. So the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila says a bias hadar bo lo ma'al. But in Erchon he says hadar b'bayis right shehikdish ma'al. So the answer of the Ran that the sugi in Erchon is going like the Mandi Amar, Rav, Tolshul L'sof Chibru, have a Tolush, and you can't compare it to Ma'ara, is not available to the Rambam, right?
It's not going to
work out of Moshe
Shalom Bezek either.
It's not? Why?
Because I'm telling Talish that so chibra, then it has to be a karka or not. What's the difference? Right?
Interesting.
So you see, he only says it in the Rambam, not in the Rambam.
Yeah, Rambam says anyway.
Right. Interesting. I hear what you're saying. I hear. So we got to work on this stira. So I did a little work on this stira, and I have not come to a conclusion yet. But it seems there are three achronim who deal with the stira. The first achron that deals with the stira is the Keren Ira on Daf Chaf and Me'ila, which I have to work on again. The second achron that deals with the stira is the Shar HaMelech, which the Minchas Chinuch will bring in a minute. The third achron that deals with the stira is the Merkevas HaMishnah, who Kedarko B'Kodesh goes on for like 5 pages, and I was not able to finish all 5 pages. So I'm going to have to work on this. Anyway, let's continue. Hamakdish Avda Ein Molimbo De Iskash Lakarkois Vafilu Besara Homid Ligzos Ibnei Shemashbiach B'Mechubar Havilek B'Mechubar V'Ein Mayol. It's interesting, he doesn't use the word Havik Karka. He used the word Havik Mechubar, right? Which Rav Moshe Soloveitchik would not like. Why is there no Me'ila by Avadim? Rav Moshe would say, not because it's Mechubar, but rather because it's what? The Eved is Hukshu L'Karkois, has a Din Karka. Okay, let's read one more paragraph.
It's not a problem.
He's talking about the hair. He's talking about the hair, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong, you're right. He's talking about the hair.
Yeah.
The hair cannot be divorced from the Eved itself, because as long as the hair is continuing to gain nutrition, the Gemara says, it's considered to be part of the Eved. Let's read one more paragraph and we'll stop. Venira de Efsher, the Harbeid Vorim, Shinismatumi Me'ila, Kagona Machuba Lakaka Vikadoma, Koshaena Mufurst, Oslahenos Rak Midrabanan, Lois Matu Rak Mime'ila, Avalmikomakom Ike Isur, the Rice Lehanos. Kamoshlomim, Chakasavna Le'el, Daaf de Ein Moalin, Mikomakom Osir Min Hatoir. The Rambam says someone who is makdish his whole estate, v'hayu b'hem avadim, and amongst his estate are avadim, harei gufan kodesh. The halacha is that the avadim become kodesh. So he says something very interesting, that even though there is no Me'ila by Karkos, still there may be an Isur Doraisa to be Nene from Karka that you're Makdish. Which is interesting. What? There's no Din Me'ila, meaning the mute. That you're not mile by karka, chet mitruma, is so. This is the question. There's a big question. What does it mean? There's no meila by karka. Does it mean that kedusha is not nitfas in karka, and some karka cannot get the same kedusha as metalchlin? Or does it mean that there is kedusha, but there may not be a higher level of kedusha like shlomim? Shlomim is kachim kalim. And it's Kaddish, but doesn't have a higher level of Kedusha. So maybe Karka just cannot achieve the higher level of Kedusha that's necessary for Me'ila.
We can't get to the standard of Metalton.
Excuse me?
In other words, we can't get to the standard of Metalton.
Correct.
Metalton is.
How does that answer the Rambam?
He's not answering the Rambam right now. He's just making a statement. He's saying Karkais have no Me'ila, he's saying, correct?
But
he says there still may be an Issa the rice to be Nene from. He's going to in the next Shar HaMelech, in the next paragraph of Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech says that.
We have one.
It's later already. We'll stop here. But we'll see, he uses this to introduce us to the Shar HaMelech's answer. That when the Rambam in Hilchos Erchin says that Hamaschir Bayis Lechavero V'chazor V'ekdisho Hareze Kaddush and Ma'al, it doesn't mean Me'ila Mamish, it means just an Isser Me'ila.
Yeah, so why did the Rambam, when he talked about the Din of Mechubal Karka, if he's agreeing that it was an Isser Deraisa, there he chose to tell you the side that it has no korban and chomish and all right. that. So he says lomar. But when he's talking about the case of maskir, he's going to tell you the other side of the coin, that it has an isser, but no mila. I mean, pick either one to say that, you know.
I agree with you. It's a little schwer. I do. I agree with you. That's why he said to introduce you to that Charmak's answer.
But if mila is isser, why would it be mila become kodesh? If mila is, you're stealing from hektish.
No one says there's mila by kodesh.
No, he says now there is an isser mila. The Menchas Chinuch is saying.
So is there an isser to be goyis on karka?
Right.
So is there? Is there an isser?
Possible.
What?
It's possible to steal the cloud. Is it possible to steal karka?
There still might be an isser. If you look at Rashi and Sukkah, Lamed and Lamed Aleph, yeah, if I throw somebody out of a Sukkah, even though Karka ain't an exalted, it's still over the Issuk Zela possibly.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.